An elementary school in Prague now bears the name of the Czech-born former mayor of Chicago, Antonín Čermák. The renaming ceremony in his honor took place on Thursday, the 140th anniversary of his birth, and was attended, among other guests, by Antonín Čermák's grandson. Jan Richter was there.
The inscription Základní škola Antonína Čermáka, or the Antonín Čermák Elementary School, was unveiled on Thursday above the entrance to the school located in Davice, a residential area just north of Prague Castle. Formerly called the Interbrigades Elementary, in honor of the international brigades fighting against Franco's fascist troops in Spain, the school now bears the name of Antonín Čermák, a Czech-American who became the mayor of Chicago and was assassinated in 1933, after only 2 years in office. Petr Karvánek is the school's director.
We thought that the former name of our school, which in full was the Interbrigade Elementary School, 6 Antonín Čermák Street, was a little illogical. We first got the idea of renaming the school when we visited Chicago 2 years ago. The street we're on was renamed after Antonín Čermák in 1994, at Václav Havel's initiative. And we thought Antonín Čermák was such a significant personality in American and Czech history that he deserved to have a school named after him.
Antonín Čermák, or Anton Čermák as he was known in the United States, was born in Kladno in 1873. His family left for the United States when he was 1 year old. I didn't come on the Mayflower, Anton Čermák later said, but I came as soon as I could. From humble beginnings, Anton Čermák rose to hold important positions in the Democratic Party in Illinois and was elected the mayor of Chicago in 1931. Although he himself had little formal education, his grandson Anton Kerner says that having a school named after him would have made him very proud.
I don't think there's anything that in his life that could match this honor, including being elected to office, because knowing that children are having an opportunity to fulfill their dreams through education, that would be the most fulfilling thing to him.
In a video message, the current mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, said he greatly valued Mayor Cermak's legacy.
I used the same desk Mayor Čermák used at City Hall 80 years ago. And each day, I reflect on the legacy Mayor Čermák left unto the city of Chicago. On the day Mayor Čermák was killed, he was on a mission for Chicago students. He was in Miami to ask for President Roosevelt's support for our schools during the worst days of the Great Depression. So when I sit at my office, I share more than a desk with Mayor Čermák.
Outside the school, its pupils gathered for the ceremony and applauded when the school's new name was unveiled. But it will take them some time to get used to it. One pupil said he was used to the old name. Meanwhile, a girl from 8th grade said she would always think of it as Interbrigade School, adding that it was not the first time the school got renamed. But we will get used to it, she said.
Jan Richter there reporting from the Prague 6th District.